That night there was to be a ball at Glossop Hall, attended by all of the surrounding families and quite a few military officers. The ball had been Kitty's idea, although everyone was grateful of the entertainment. Lady O swept into the drawing room, leaving Portia to follow rather less forcefully in her wake. Head high, she glided in and was immediately aware of heads turning. Lady O had helped her choose her gown. Soft grey pearl silk. The underbodice was fitted silk, with very fine silk chiffon of the exact same shade draping over it, disguising the décolleté neckline. While the female heads, after the briefest of comprehensive glances, turned back to their conversations, the male heads remained turned her way for significantly longer, some until they were recalled to the surroundings by some comment. She knew well enough to pretend not to have noticed. With unimpaired serenity, she curtsied to Lady Glossop, who inclined her head with a regal smile, then continued on to join Winifred, who was talking to Desmond and James. The admiration in both Desmond's and James's eyes as they greeted her was marked. She blithely accepted it as her due and slid into the usual social patter. As she circulated, exchanging greetings here and there, for the first time she realized she had something, some weapon, some power she could use to attract and attach her husband. Simon watched Portia smile and charm Ambrose. The muscles of his face tightened. Why he felt as he did, what the emotions roiling within him were, he was in no mood to consider. Never in his life had he felt this way, more than driven, goaded. He could see her from the corner of his eye, a slender figure in grey, her dark hair piled high, higher than he'd seen it before. The style left her nape exposed, drew his attention to the graceful curve of her neck, the fine bones of her shoulders. The pearl necklace she wore, one strand circled her throat, the other loop hung low, dangling beneath the gauzy edge of her bodice, disappearing into the shadowy valley.